2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, I read verses 3 through 7. Supporting scriptures this morning, Acts 9, 1 through 3, and the 27th Psalms, verse 1. 2 Corinthians, out of the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 3. The Bible reads, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Amen. Acts 9, 1 through 3. "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven." Psalms 27 and 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning, the power of God's light. The power of God's light.
A way for us. Because he made a way, we ought to be glad this morning. Just to be able to tell God thank you. There's somebody this morning that God has made a way for, and they're not able to do the things that God has blessed us to be able to do this morning. But God has allowed us another opportunity to come into this household of faith. And after coming, it ought not be just for form or fashion. It ought not be just for we can make the statement that I made at the church today. But you ought to come bringing your church to the church house to lift up the spirit of a mighty God. There's something that lives inside of you that keeps you. And it helps you along your Christian journey, and we're going to call it a Christian journey because there are times when we may stray off of the path, but if we got anything, if we know anything about the Lord, we are trying to make it to glory. It's one of those things where we know that there's two places that we're going to end up. We're either going to hell or we're going to heaven. And so there are some conditions that we have got to understand that we got to go through in order to get there. Now, in order for us to get there, we got to believe that it is real. And when we read the word of God and we know that God's word is true, we must take it to heart. And we must know this morning that there's power in the word of God. You have some power within you this morning that sometimes you don't realize it because you look at yourself as just a mere man or a woman. But you got to understand that even though you were made from the dust of the ground, God himself has given you a certain amount of power. And many of us, we know that power is something that can be very dangerous if it's not used wisely. You got to use power in a way that you use it with decency. You got to have some integrity about yourself. You got to know that there's some principles in life that you must govern yourselves by, and you just can't go through the motions. You got to know that God will be there when everyone else turns their back on you. God will be right there. And there are times when it seems like folk can turn their backs on you, but you just don't realize that there are blessings all around you. Sometimes even your enemy is designed to be a blessing for you. Because that enemy makes you stay on bended knee. That enemy makes you be watchful and praying. That enemy makes you realize that you can't trust any and everybody. How many of you know that if just because somebody say they love you don't mean that they love you? Just because somebody say I got your back don't mean that I got your back. That they might be just waiting behind you to see whether or not you're going to fall. And a lot of times you got to have a real trust. I need a friend like Jesus that I know if he's behind me, if I fall, he's going to catch me. But there's something about associates and so-called friends and sometimes even family members that they allow you to fall, making you think that they're going to catch you. And just as soon as you start going down, they step out of the way and watch you hit the dirt. Anybody know anybody like that? They realize that it's not my responsibility to hold you up. But how many of you know that we are our brother's keeper? We got to learn how to trust one another, and you can't trust without love, and you can't love without God. So there's a thing that you got to understand this morning, that God didn't make us just to make us. He made us a very special creation. And then the word said that he created us in his own image. So we are very special to God. And because we are special to him, we ought to act like we belong to him. We come into this house of worship. We ought to came to lift up the name of Jesus. Another week has passed us by. We had some good days and we had some bad days. There's some things last week that you might want to go back and redo. But how many know you can't turn back the hands of time? If you were able to turn back the hands of time, a lot of us would be all the time turning back the clock. So that's why God don't give you that power. Because if you had that power, every time things didn't go your way, you would turn it back. But you got to learn how to take it as it comes. And every now and again, the good days with the bad days, and then you got to know that you're struggling and your struggle is going to make you a better individual. If you've never gone through anything, then you don't know what it is to know that when I was weak, he made me strong. If you've never been lost and down and out, then you don't know what it is to have a testimony that I know that the Lord will bring me out. If you never had a bill due and know that your lights were getting ready to cut off, but somehow, some way, God interceded and stepped in and made everything all right, and now you can flick up the switch and the light come on, don't tell me God is not a good God. We are here because God is just that good. There's some things that you may have intended to do last week and it's still left undone. Seem as though we work, but it's in our own pace. We do what we want to do when we want to do it. Even those of us that say, I'm always busy. Well, you busy, but you're doing what you want to do. Because whenever you get tired, you sit down. Whenever you don't feel like going, you don't go. Don't matter where it is or who it is, you're going to do what you want to do. But I learned that it's all right to have that mindset, but you got to learn how to trust the power of God. I believe we need to, and self included, pick up the pace. Be more diligent and more persistent in our endeavors to serve God. You see, we want to serve God on our own terms. We want to serve God on our own emotions and when I feel like it. Well, if some days you don't feel like very much, but how many times have God blessed you despite how you were feeling? How many times have God allowed you and gave you strength to go to that job, but then on Sunday morning you make a choice? I don't want to go to church, so I'm not going to church. But on Monday, you're expecting God to help you get up out of that bed one more time. You're expecting God to be there whenever you call on his holy name. How many times have you ever found yourself saying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me? Anybody out there ever cried out to God with a mercy cry? Lord, I need you. Lord, I know you're somewhere and you're not that far away. But God, I need you not after a while, but I need you right now. Anybody ever need God right now? And then that preacher talking about he might not come when you want him, but he's on time. But I need him right now. So when you need God right now, that's why you got to have your own mind. You got to know God in a personal way. Anybody in here can say the Lord is my shepherd? So there are times when you need God, you need your shepherd, and you're at home all by yourself. You're not waiting on Reverend K, Reverend Gia. You're not waiting on nobody but the Lord. You got to take a little time out to serve God. You got to know who you belong to. You got to know that in every situation, God wants somebody to say that I'm glad that I am a child of the mighty King. There are testimonies right here in the midst of us. You know God done something for you. You know that God stepped into your life and into your situation which warrants concern. There are times when you are concerned, Lord, what am I going to do? But because you walk by faith, because you trust in God, then you know that somehow, some way, it's going to work out. Why? Because God is a dependable God. Don't you know that when I think about God, you got to learn how to completely put your trust in Him. Love of God is dependable. His grace is sufficient. His mercy is everlasting. So with Him, I found out that you can't lose. Hallelujah. I thank God that when I think about the grace of God, I realize that it's not what you have done. It's not what I have done. It's not what Daryl does not do anymore. But it's about what Jesus did in the first place. When He went to Calvary and died on Calvary's hill, it was for your sins and for my sins. Now, is there anybody in here honest enough to say that I was nothing but a sinner, a wretch, undone? But where is all of my converted sinners at? See, every now and again I ask for the praises, but I need to know where those are that hadn't forgot where they come from. Those that hadn't forgot that sometimes you run your mouth just a little bit too much. Those that sometimes it comes out of the side of your neck instead of out of the front of your mouth. Those that sometimes don't go down into the depths of your heart, but you just talk about whatever comes off the top of your head. Everything on the top of your head don't need to come out. We got to remember that God is our strength. And when I got God, I find that in the Word of God, all things are possible. I found out that when we are weak, God will make you strong. Now, I'm glad that I know for myself that that's more than just words. Because if anybody in here ever been weak, been in your body, been so weak and drained out to where you didn't even feel like you could get your own body out of the bed. But as you laid there and you looked up to the hills of Zion and you talked to God, and every now and again you began to wonder, Lord, when you going to give me my strength back that I can get out of the bed all by myself and I can walk around the house not worrying about whether I'm going to fall or not. And just when you wake up early in the morning and you didn't realize that God had already did something in the midst of while you were slumbering and slept, and you just had a mind to step out of the bed, and you just got right on up out the bed, and everything was all right for right then. So that led you to know God has not left me. I still got my God. You know, we used to laugh at that old commercial, say, I've fallen and I can't get up. Do you know they found something for that? They got a light button that if you fall, you can mash the button and somebody can come to your rescue. But how many of you know that you had a light button before that button came out? Because all you had to do was call on the name of Jesus. And the Lord of God has sent somebody by your house, somebody to get inside that house. And they may say that I found him laying on the floor, but he wasn't quite dead yet. Hallelujah. Anybody know how to tell God thank you? He might not come when you want it, but God will be right there on time. Yes. Sir, you got to go through something in order to really have a testimony. And when you got a testimony, don't be ashamed. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about that one that don't have what you got. You ain't got to have it like I got it, but you ought to have something down on the inside. Anybody hear what I'm saying? You might not shout like I shout, but you ought to have some joy down in your soul. There's a song that says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Ooh, Lordy. This little light. Anybody got a light this morning? Then you ought to let it shine. Songwriter realized that I don't have a big light, but this little light I got, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, he said, I'm going to let it shine. But how many of you know you let it shine in the church house? For whatever reason, when you get outside the door, the lights start dimming. If you ain't careful, for too long, you be black dog. You gotta learn how to let your light shine, even in the midst of darkness and despair. You gotta let your light shine when the naysayers say it don't take all of that. Then you say, look at my light. I'm gonna let it shine while I can. Hallelujah, Jesus. We gotta understand that you gotta have your lamps trimmed and burning. Don't be like the five foolish virgins that didn't have enough oil to keep their light burning. See, you gotta get enough oil in your vessel to keep that light burning. And sometimes when your light begins to dim, that's the time that you got to start praying. Lord, I want you to pick up my light. Lord, my power light is about to go out, so I need you to light a fuse under me. Anybody in here ever realize that you need a little boost? Man, hallelujah. All this non-modern stuff that they're coming out with, I might see it. We got some of these pews that got a little electric shock in it. Every now and again, some of you that don't never want to move, I push a button and give you a little power shock. Then somebody say, something got a hold of me. Yeah, anybody need a little help to move? Sitting there all comfortable, blessed better than the best. Then you refuse to praise God. Oh, man, I light you up. How many of you that have felt the presence of God and know how good it makes you feel that you want your brother to feel what you feel? Now, he don't have to do it like you. He don't have to act like you. But all you want him to do is feel that power that comes from within. You need to feel the power of God's light that will radiate in you and make you know that everything will be all right. You see, we got to have a spiritual light that comes from the knowledge of God's salvation and his saving grace. Not only does God give us that glorious light of the sun, S-U-N, sun, but he also gives us the glorious light of the gospel that will lighten and lead every path. Now, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? See, we got to understand that if we got complete faith in God, then his light and his power will do what we need it to do. There are times when we walk through life that life began to bring about a lot of challenges. So we got to learn how to exercise our faith walk. Now, look what David says. David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who in the world should I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, they came upon me and they were going to eat up my flesh. But as close as they got to me, they stumbled and they failed. Now, I see a host that is going to encamp against me, and my heart is not afraid because I know that war is going to rise. I know that I can still be confident because one thing that I have desired, David said, all I want to do is be in communion and in fellowship with God. So if I could just inquire or be in his holy temple and be right there with God, then I know that in the time of trouble, oh, glory. Ooh. in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. So why are you going to be afraid? When I got God that is protecting me. He put a wall all around me. He hid me and he set me up upon a rock. And now my head is lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, because he lifted me up out of my misery, hallelujah, I will praise his name. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Anybody called out to God? Anybody got faith in the power of God? Anybody know that God wants us to have that true light? And with the true light, we ought to be able to tell somebody about the goodness of a mighty God. We ought to be able to tell somebody this morning that the God that we serve is not dead. Anybody serve a God that is alive? Anybody got any good news this morning? I come to tell you something, that the God that I serve, he wants somebody this morning that's going to come out of your comfort zone. He wants somebody this morning to know that we are nothing but vessels of clay. And these vessels of clay, God has placed within us his mighty light. As frail and as unworthy as we are, God still uses these vessels of clay to carry out the good news. The good news is that salvation is free. The good news is that even though we may have sinned and fallen short, Jesus died in our stead. So now that good news is like a treasure that is hidden in the vessel, in that clay vessel of your body. So that treasure is more valuable than all of the silver, all of the gold, all of the materialistic things that you call that are worth something. That treasure of the good news is much worth more than that. Hallelujah. Every now and again, I have to slow myself down to let these words get themselves together. But the devil is a liar, because I know what my mind is on. I know that God got something in store for us. And I know that the Lord God will do what nobody else can do. You got to allow that light inside of you to shine deep down on the outside. Now, let's look here. What Paul says. Paul realized that you can't play with God's word. Paul said, don't be crafty. Don't be dishonest. Don't just do it because that's what you think. But you got to study to show yourself approved. The Bible says, therefore seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy and we faint not. So now what Paul is saying is that when you go about doing the will of God, you got to be correct. You got to do things decent and in order. He renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor telling the word of God deceitfully. In other words, you know how some folk are change the word around to justify what they want to do? Sometimes because somebody may think they know a little more word than you know, they'll tell you something that God told me to tell you. But you better go back and research and look in the word of God. And you better try the spirit by the spirit and know whether or not God told them to tell you that or not. But now the Bible says, in our gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. So in other words, if those of us that know the truth, if we hold on to it and don't tell nobody, then that individual that's already lost, you can't help them. If you're going to help somebody, you got to help them with the truth. The truth shall make you free. But now, the Bible says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. The God of this world, Satan and his enemies, and all of his helpers, they blinded the eyes and the minds of the people of God, making them think that it's not worth it all, making them think that you've been living so bad that God won't hear your humble cry. But the Bible says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not of ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus the Lord. We are the servants of the Most High God. For God, who commanded that the light shine out of darkness, has shined it in our very hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus the Christ. So I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that there comes a time you got to trust the power of God. You got to let the power of God be down on the inside. For you have the treasure of earthly vessels, and the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You got to know that there comes a time that things are going to happen in your life. And whenever you decide that you're going to carry out the word of God, the enemy is always going to try you on every side. And I just stopped by to let you know that when you try this thing called Christianity, when you're working this thing called ministry, there's going to be time when trouble is going to come. But the Bible says you are troubled on every side. You are distressed, but not perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Anybody know that God will do what nobody else can do? I come to tell somebody this morning that there's a God that sits high and he looked down low. And I want to let you know that there's power in God's light. God's light had the power to change your way of thinking. Anybody in here know that you ought to change from what you are and be what the Lord God would have you to be? Anybody know that God will be right there by your side? I want to let you know this morning about a man by the name of Saul. Saul was one that had been persecuting all the people of God. He went around breathing and threatening out slaughter against the children of God. He said, I'm going to go to the high priest and I'm going to ask the high priest for permission to go out, and if I find anybody, man, woman, boy, or girl, that is talking about the name of Jesus the Christ, I'll bind them and take them back to Jerusalem. In other words, I'm going to destroy all of those that are believers in the power of God. But I want to let you know that God has a way. God knows when something is going on that is not right. Saul realized that I've been persecuting the people of God for a long time. But on this day, as he journeyed down the street of Damascus, suddenly the Bible says, shine round about him a light from heaven. When that light shined, he fell down on his feet. When he fell down, he realized that I cannot move. For the verse brought the voice from the light. Said, oh, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why are you going against the power of God? Why are you talking against the people of God? Why are you going around doing this, that, or the other? I want to let you know that there's going to come a time that you got to change your way of walking. For there's power in my mighty light. The Bible says that the men that were there with him, they heard a voice, but they didn't see nobody. They saw Saul talking out, but God just didn't let them know that he was right there by their side. Saul arose up from the earth. When he got up, he realized that I cannot see. So the men grabbed him by the hand, and the Bible declared for 3 long days. He didn't eat anything. He didn't want anything else. He could not see. But God was right there by his side. That light that shined down from heaven had the power to change his way of thinking, had the power to change his very mind. Let him know that you got to change what you've been doing. I'm going to change it from being a persecutor to being one that'll go out and tell the goodness of Jesus. I'm going to change your very name from the name of Saul to the name of Paul. I'm going to let you know that I can use you. You are that earthly vessel that I want to use. But there are other folk that I cannot use right now. But when I look here at this man called Saul, there's something down on the inside of him. And some folk think, why would you use that man? Don't you know he persecuted the church? He's been everything but a child of God. But God knows exactly who he want to use. God can take a nobody and pick them up and use them. God can take one that is going against him and change their very mind and make them do the right thing. I'm glad to know this morning that God will make a way out of no way. I stopped by to tell somebody that there's power in God's light. That light that shines down on the inside of you. If you know that you got Jesus down on the inside, then you ought to let your light shine, and it ought to shine bright enough that somebody ought to be able to see a little bit of Jesus in you. Have you let your light shine? If your light shine early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, when you get at your darkest moment, that light from the inside ought to shine on the outside, and you ought to be a radiant light that draws somebody closer to Jesus. Your life ought to be a testimony that God is right there by your side. Somebody ought to know that you know the Lord because of the light that radiates out of your body. There's something down on the inside that you ought to glorify the Lord on the outside. Anybody in here know anything about God's power? God's power is in the light. And that's why David said, the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Is God your light this morning? Is he your strength and your power? Is God the one that can do what nobody else can do? Anybody here glad to have the light? But when you are walking in darkness, God said, I am that marvelous light. I am the light of the world. Don't you know God will light your path? Even when you walk through the valley of darkness, God will be the light that nobody can put out. I don't care what time of the day or the night. God's light can shine brighter than any light. For he is the lightest, brightest light that you ever find upon this earth. For God himself said that let there be, and there was light. And because there is light, that same light ought to radiate inside of us. For we are earthly vessels. And in our vessels, the Spirit of God's light ought to rest and abide within us. And as we go from day to day, we ought to let our light shine so that somebody will see at least a little bit of Jesus and know that God lives because he lives inside of us. It's not that we preach of ourselves, but we preach of the power of Jesus the Christ. He is that light. He's the Savior. He's a keeper. And he is a deliverer this morning. If David was able to say the Lord was his light. And then when you think about this man, a man by the name of Paul, that got converted on the road to Damascus. Why? Because a bright light shined from heaven. And it shined so bright that it knocked him plumb off his feet, took his sight away. But then the Lord said, all I need you to do is go into the city. You start by Ananias' house, and when you get there, everything's going to be all right. When you know the Lord to be your light, you trust what he says. Be obedient and follow his lead. And Saul became Paul. From the prayer of Ananias, the Bible declares it was just like little scales that fell from his eyes. I was blind, but now I see. There are folk in here this morning that remember that you were blind, but because of Jesus now, you can see. Is there anybody here that know that I was lost, but now I'm found because Jesus was right there waiting on me? Anybody know anything about the power of God's light? That light that shines from the heavens, that light that would do what no one else can do. Let God be your light. And if he's your light, he'll be your salvation. He'll be your strength. And you don't have to have any fear whatsoever. But nobody can try to do to you. Because as long as you're in the hands of a mighty God, he will take care of you.